proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend and ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. The rebirth of Hebrew as a spoken modern language in Israel is truly a great miracle. A bit of history will help us understand the magnitude of this. The Bible teaches that God created Adam and Eve with the gift of language. It is clear from Genesis chapter 11 that there was only one language before the Tower of Babel, and tradition has always held that Hebrew was the original language. Now, Dr. Jeff Benner of the Ancient Hebrew Research Center believes the Semitic peoples continued to speak Hebrew after the confusion at Babel. Hebrew was the language of Moses and the prophets as well. It was a living language used by the Israelites until the Babylonian exile in 586 BC, when it began to be replaced by Aramaic, the political and cultural language of the Near East. When Nehemiah read the Torah, which was in Hebrew, to the returning exiles gathered in Jerusalem, he had to have translators with him to interpret, as it says in Nehemiah 8:8, "So they read in the book of the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading." Every language student knows the rule, if you don't use it, you lose it. After living for 70 years in Babylon, many of the Israelites had lost fluency in Hebrew. Once they returned to the land of Israel, they regained their use of Hebrew, which remained the common spoken language of the Israelites until the diaspora in 70 AD. Even during the New Testament era, Hebrew, along with Aramaic, were commonly used. But Aramaic did not replace Hebrew, as some people believe. Now, the dispersion, or in Hebrew we say the galut, lasted about 2 millennia. Thus, the diaspora Jews adopted as their common vernacular the languages from the foreign lands where they lived. Dr. Alvin Schiff, in his essay, Why Hebrew is Fundamental, wrote that Hebrew, quote, never ceased to be a medium of religious expression for the Jewish people, and that is, it is the vehicle of the sacred past of the eternal Jewish values. Ahad Aham, in 1893, wrote in an essay, Imitation and Assimilation, where he viewed the role of Hebrew during the dispersion as both the expression of Judaic heritage and the key to the survival of the Jewish people during the long millennia. He thought that when the Holy Land was once again the physical center of the Jewish people, then the Hebrew language would be the bridge between the land and the diaspora. One of the early Zionist pioneers was Eliezer ben Yehuda, who was originally from Lithuania. According to the biography Fulfillment in Prophecy, written by Ben Yehuda's grandson, Ben Yehuda had a vision of a national and spiritual home for the Jewish people. He felt that a Jewish state would need a common language of Hebrew to unify the people, and he dedicated his life to this goal. Ben Yehuda and his wife Devorah moved to Jerusalem in 1881. They spoke only Hebrew in their home. Their first son, Ben Zion, was the first Hebrew-speaking child in 2 millennia. Ben Yehuda began to invent Hebrew words for things that did not have words for. His family must also have received credit for the revival of Hebrew because they put his ideas into practical everyday life and sacrificed greatly the birth of modern Hebrew. Ben Yehuda suffered with tuberculosis and his wife Devorah contracted it from him and she died in 1891. At Devorah's own request, Ben Yehuda eventually married her sister, Hemda, who helped him in what is probably his greatest work, the Ben Yehuda Hebrew Dictionary. From the 7,704 Hebrew words contained in the Tanakh, Ben Yehuda produced a Hebrew dictionary with over 100,000 Hebrew words that he gleaned from extra-biblical writings. He also invented about 300 Hebrew words. Ben Yehuda died before completing the dictionary, but Hemda and his son Ben Zion completed and published the work in 1922. Dr. Schiff concluded his essay with a powerful observation, where he says, quote, "The survival of Hebrew as a holy tongue, the survival of the Jewish people in their homeland in the diaspora, and the continuity of the Jewish nationalism are interdependent. Hebrew has been the language of the Jews throughout their existence. There are some differences between biblical and modern Hebrew, but the language is one. If Moses walked down Ben Yehuda Street in Jerusalem today, he would certainly understand much of the Hebrew he would hear. No other language on earth can claim this type of continuity." Now, this has been another Hebrew Nugget provided by Jackie Powell. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.